3 past 7. The boys are back on Monday, but filling in again at Channel 7's Alana Smith and Dave Gleeson from the Screaming Jets. Welcome back.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Now, you've been getting up earlier than usual, you could say, to start work, but in the norm, would you say you're morning people? Are you approachable in the early hours of the day?
I am not a morning person. That is not how I would describe myself.
Wow.
Much more of a night owl.
Really?
And I imagine in your line of work, yeah, that's the case too, Gleeson?
Yeah, definitely. I'm more akin to staying out late than getting up early. But having said that, since we've had kids and got to get them off to school and stuff like that, I'm not one of those blokes who just lies in bed and lets the wife take care of it all.
Yeah, that's right.
So, I do love an early morning golf. That's what I love, to be the first on the golf course, leaving your feet, footprints in the dew as you walk up to the up the fairways. I love it.
I can't believe that you play golf that early in the day. I thought it would have been around 12, 1 o'clock in the afternoon.
No, well, I used to surf first thing in the morning. I used to get up 3:30 in the morning to catch 2 buses to get in from where I lived in Newcastle to the beach. But I don't surf down here because...
3:30 you'd get up to go for a surf.
I'd get up at 3:30, catch the 4:17 bus. It'd take me 40 minutes to walk down to the bus stop. And I'd catch one bus into halfway in, then I'd have to wait for the workers' bus, and I wouldn't get into the beach till about 4:15 or 5:30. But there are a couple of early morning activities I was keen on.
I did a lot of breakfast TV, so
yeah.
That's scarred me. I don't need to wake up early if I don't have to anymore.
To paint a picture, there's a lot of people that do get up early, but they get the luxury of being able to just take their time for the ladies, throw on a bit of makeup, make sure you look all right and head out the door. You'd sort of have to do that. Are you one of those ladies that does the makeup, there's a red light, good chance to put on a little bit of foundation?
Yes.
Put this on.
I actually prefer doing my makeup in the car.
On the way to work?
Anywhere. If you're doing, anywhere. But if you're doing TV, they obviously do it for you.
Yeah.
So it's a bit different. But I'm often doing my makeup in the car.
I don't know that
you're meant to be doing that.
The cops are actually cracking down on stuff like that.
They are.
Driving with your knees.
often I'm not the driver.
Right. Oh,
Doing it in the car.
There you go. Set.
Now,
the only reason why I ask if you're morning people, because in the next 15 minutes, I'm not going to really say when, but we will have to talk about the State of Origin last night. You two both originally being from New South Wales.
I missed it. What happened?
Really? That's not what you said when it flashed on the TV before. In fact, I don't think we can repeat that, as a matter of fact. Next, though, Gleeson and Alana go through the biggest 3 stories of the day so far, so you don't have to. And there's one question that's going to make everybody feel just that tiny little bit older too. Triple M's ruined it for breakfast. The stories that you probably haven't gotten around to looking at yet, so we're going to do that for you. And I don't even know what this means, just having a look at this top story, but I got to say, I'm hanging to hear about this moving house on a train.
Yeah, well,
look, it's thrifty.
Absolutely.
I'll give him that.
What a pain in the ass moving house is. I mean, I'm at an age now where I don't think I'll be moving house again unless she kicks me out. and then I'll have nothing to take anyway.
Here's your jacket.
Yeah, so this has happened in Queensland. And as a result, Queensland Rail have issued a polite plea to the public asking people moving larger furniture items to seek out alternative means of transport, because this week, a guy decided to move house via the train. He had a fridge on there, a couch. So you see other commuters trying to get out of the doors.
Hang on, could you just hold the doors for me? It's not a bar fridge, by the way, people. It's an actual
He had a trolley and everything.
Yeah, he was
quite professional in that way. and then, he went over an overpass via an elevator onto the train. Anyway. He was fined $252.
You can see the guards. They kind of watch him as he's putting it on. It takes him quite a bit of manhandling to get it in there. And they're like, okay, this can't go on any further.
You can see the footage at triplem.com.au. But that fine, I would argue, is a hell of a lot cheaper than getting a removal company in.
There are
a couple of downsides, i.e. stuff might get broken, end up with BO all over your fridge as well from another commuter. So it's not as good as getting a removalist, but cheaper, ticking all the boxes.
Absolutely.
I wonder how he got it through the gates, the ticket gates. How do you get a fridge through there?
That is a great question.
The ones that you've got to put the pass
like
in.
Like a disabled, bit wider maybe?
Imagine that down in Adelaide, trying to get it through one of those little things. They must have let him through to begin with.
Yeah, he might have slipped someone a fiver or $10 just to say, come on, mate, let me get through
He's
here.
Still done it all for less than $300.
That's all right. Didn't have to get boxes.
All right, second story. I can kind of relate to this because I was, believe it or not, a club resident DJ for years, and I'm glad someone's come out and actually put an official age on being too old to hit the clubs.
But 37?
Yeah. That's high. I reckon that. I don't think it should even be in the 30s, personally.
Oh, dear. Well, I was a club.
You don't think anyone over 30 should go into a club?
Well, no, because, let's be honest, clubs... You say minimum age 18. Yeah, right. Maybe 17, 17 and a half. But when you're getting those people mingling, I know that when I've had to go in to drop off whatever to somebody like CDs or a replacement
speaker, whatever. Sounds a bit sus.
you walk in and people just look at you like, creep. But then again, people give me that look walking down Hindley Street. So it could just be me.
But here's the thing. So night clubbing does that class as just going to one club, or is that like club hopping, or is it? Because
that's a good question.
Because I was out the other night at a club in the night time, and it was a night club. But I just went there and sat in the back corner. I wasn't really interacting with anyone. Just with our group of friends, we sat there in a VIP area.
And you call me shady looking?
And just watched.
Yeah. I'll have that one and that one.
Well, Alana, what do you reckon?
Well,
it's
37, I'm 34 12. And I plan to visit a club again in my life.
You don't look that old, not kissing you.
So that's okay then?
Yeah.
It depends how you look.
Yeah, I've got a long beard and scruffy hair. And
I will so say, if you look like you're under 37, it's okay.
Well, I moved here.
That's true.
I moved here at about the age of 37. I went to Zhivago nightclub. And
yeah.
That's where I was mistaken for Mick Hucknall.
by some
bloody millennial. Bloody millennials.
That's some rite of passage because we went there the first week we moved here.
Really?
Haven't been back.
That's not me either. Someone said you should go to Zhivago.
Good place. Sweet. 37 is officially too old to go clubbing, and I reckon that is too high. But
there we go.
Haydos
has called it.
All right, let's go to number three. This is all you, Gleeso.
Oh, this is awesome.
This excited you this morning.
I'm very happy. Could we have a little bit of a teaser?
Oh.
He talks endlessly about it. But he works hard too and makes everything go like clockwork.
I was only saying to my daughter the other day that what I've not liked about the growing up process is I became attached to some shows and then she moved on from them and then I wasn't allowed to watch them anymore, right?
Because it's just loopy.
It's like being in a nightclub at 37. Thomas the Tank Engine was definitely one of those. That was a great Ringo Starr. He was the first voice of Thomas. But it turns out that Thomas is coming to Australia. Now, the logistics of getting a train from England to Australia, who knows how that's going to happen. But the AFL have teamed up with the riders of Thomas the Tank Engine, and there's going to be Shane the Train at Flinders Street Station in Melbourne, and that's going to be voiced by Matthew Richardson.
Oh, Richard.
and we know how animated he can be.
Yeah, AFL Evolution game on the Xbox. Just real quickly, so usually when they go, we're bringing out Peppa Pig or we're bringing out Paw Patrol, it's people dressed up in basically like a mascot's outfit. They're right. Bringing an actual train from the UK.
No. They're animating a train. I'm just wondering how they're going to tell the kids that they got here. So Richo's going to do the voice of Shane the Train. And Tracy Tram is going to be Sabrina Frederick Traub from the Brisbane Lions AFLW team.
That's nice.
So, yeah, a bit of Australian vibe with Thomas the Tank Engine.
It's pretty good. I mean, there are some downsides about a Thomas the Tank Engine world tour. For example, I don't know any kids that'll have $100 to pay for a Thomas hoodie.
Well,
they won't need too much because the first episode will be screened on YouTube.
Oh!
And, of course, AFL and Thomas and Friends channels. So maybe it's free.
There you go.
And the price is right.
And they say you get nothing for free in this world.
Absolutely not. That's your top three very soon. You know what happens with Gleeso and Your Suburb on a Thursday. The Suburban Song on the way. 11 past 8. Triple M's ruined it for breakfast. The boys are going to be back on Monday. Dave Gleeson from the Screaming Jets and Channel 7's Alana Smith. Thank you for filling in for the boys. We know that it's... not 100% easy when you got kids at home. Is it school holidays?
Sorry, it is school holidays.
Oh, okay, so that's...
I farmed
mine
off.
Gleeson's in heaven.
They're gone. Oh, the kids are down at Normie now, or Karakalinga at the moment. So, yeah. It's just me and the dog at home.
Oh,
is,
feet up.
It's beautiful, yeah.
Feet
yeah.
up. Alana, you've got a little one at home, so have you engaged the babysitter rule?
Or
have you got,
yeah. Oh. How about getting a babysitter to start it before 6 in the morning? Oh. Just look at you when you book them, like, what?
Do they what see that as, oh, there's $20 more an hour?
We had a babysitter and got home at 6 o'clock in the morning after the Jets played at the Gov a couple of weeks ago, the wife and myself.
That's
and
okay. They can go to bed.
Yes, it was a little bit shell-shocked when we walked in the door. Right. We
That's
looked
okay.
that way too.
I mean, yes, look, there is always the option of bringing your kids into work, and I wouldn't mind if any of the kids were bored into work.
Yeah.
They get bored, you know, whatless when they're stuck in here, but it can happen. And when we say it can happen, Alana, you got a story proof that it can happen to anyone, no matter who you are. Trump. What?
Of course, yes. I thought you meant a personal story.
No, oh, God, no.
What do you know that I don't?
No, absolutely not.
The Donald loves taking his kids to work.
Yes, he does. Trump Jr., he was working hard on the campaign trail. And, of course, it was the news that broke yesterday after the New York Times investigation. Dealings with Russia that had previously been denied, trying to dig up dirt on Hillary Clinton. The White House went into meltdown and trying to control it. In the aftermath, Donald Trump, the president, has tweeted that he sees it as the greatest witch hunt in political history and is very sad. I'm not so sure. But it begs the question, what have your kids got up to when you've taken them to work?
Exactly. Gleeson, have you ever had to have your kids backstage, or have you ever had to go to an event?
I take them, you know, to show off, really. Check out your old man. But my old man took me to work. He was a drug...
So finish this sentence quickly.
Hang on. He was a pharmaceutical salesman.
There you go, yep.
So I went on a run with him up in the Hunter Valley, where you stop at 20 doctors in a day. It was the worst thing I could possibly ever think of doing. I think my mind was made up at the age of 10 or 11. That's not what I'm going to do when I grow up.
So waiting in doctors' waiting rooms is bad enough. You have to do that 20 times
yeah.
in a row.
Oh, that's
all.
And he had to walk in and be, you know, say the same lines to the chick behind the desk every time he went in, like Willie Loman he was. It was like death of a salesman.
Oh.
So that's when I realised that wasn't going to be my career path. But obviously, Donald Trump Jr. must hold some type of hope that in the future, long after his father's been impeached, which is looks like it's about to happen, he might have a crack at being the president as well.
But every day is bring your kids to work day for Donald Trump.
That's right. What about he said to his daughter, "You sit there, darling. I'm not going to this meeting. You can go in there." And as you say, the vice president might have been a better choice than his vacuous looking daughter.
Well, we want to know, because there are people that rightfully so have had to take their kids into work, but things might not have gone to plan. In fact, things might have gone absolutely pear-shaped. So 133353, you can let us know on Twitter at Triple M Adelaide as well. What the hell happened when your kids came into work? Ruined It's back on Monday, 19 past 8. Gleeson from the Jets and Alana Smith from Channel 7. 133353, we want to know what's happened when your kids came into work. Or as we're finding out on 133353, guys, what happens when you went into work with your parents? Ash and Elizabeth Downs, tell us what went down.
So I didn't take a kid in. I was the kid. When I was 2 or 3, my parents took me to work for shift changeover. And I peed my pants playing the 8-ball table.
Oh, sounds a lot like me last night.
133353, peed in Morphinvale. What's happened when you went into work with your dad?
I was playing around with a tennis ball because I was quite bored, and it went on the roof, and I decided to climb up and get it, and fell through the roof.
Awesome. Oh. What was your dad's job at the time?
He was a metal fabricator.
All right, so he's on the tools, and you're climbing around on a roof.
Yeah, he was. He was with a customer, and I said, "Dad, I need to get this tennis ball." And he goes, "Oh yeah, go get it." And then he's heard a crash, and I'm going, "Dad!" And he's come running over, and he saw the funny side of it. His boss didn't really know.
Yeah, it's usually the case.
Heard it work.
Next, Gleeso's Suburban Song. And if you live in Rainella, yeah, you're up.
Someone's actually said, if it's my turf, be careful what you say.
Yeah. Oh, I know him. He's not much to worry about. Top bloke, though. Triple M, 23 past 8, ruined it for breakfast. Mark Ricciuto and Chris Dittmar are going to be back Monday. So filling in this week, Dave Gleeson from the Screaming Jets and Alana Smith from Channel 7. And every single Thursday at 8:20, we pull out one of these bad boys.
I'm rocking the suburbs.
Triple M Suburban Songs.
Riding out on highly off my mind.
With Dave Gleeson from the Screaming Jets.
Oh, thanks for coming in.
No worries, yeah. Nice to be here. Thanks for having me, boys.
Live performance.
Oh. Yeah, live performance in the studio. Live isn't the way Sunrise had Katy Perry live, apparently.
Yeah, no, well, I've got everything set up out here. I've got my backing singers and everything. Huge.
Now, what we do is we get suburbs, South Australian suburbs, and we get people to write in lyrics as well. We can't with some of our own. We get some of your Triple M classics, and then we get Gleeso to glue it all together. So far, Gleeso, your handiwork on these suburban songs, the most viewed things we've had in 2017 at triplem.com.au.
I reckon together we might have had over a million views of all the songs. I think the one, Salisbury Downs, yeah, over 400,000 views on that.
Massive.
There was.
That's pretty big considering that
I'm like Katy Perry. I'm like Miley Cyrus.
Don't mention koalas. Now,
right. Let's go and chase some koalas. Oh, outrage. Sorry. We're off to Rainella this week.
We certainly are. Now, if you live in Rainella, I would love to know how relatable you think these are, because it's another suburban song from Dave Gleeson from the Screaming Jets, from Good Times to Home Tide, Suburban Taxis, 131 008.